This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Who knew there were so many rules and regulations about installing a new mailbox? It's Anna and Raven. Amy Gibbs is the communications director at the United States Postal Service. Raven just put up a mailbox, and he was freaking out because they said there's a lot of rules. Are there actual rules to when you put up your mailbox, like where you're supposed to do it when it comes to the United States Postal Service?
Absolutely. We do have national standards, although we do ask customers to go to their local post office and speak to their postmaster and make sure that, you know, everything works for them. But in general, we ask people to position the mailbox 41 inches to 45 inches from the road surface to the bottom of the mailbox and place your mailbox 6 to 8 inches back from the curb. Now, obviously, it depends on what kind of residence you live in. You know, some people have door slots, some people have the wooden post, and it really comes down to, you know, what's the best thing for your letter carrier and how can you adhere to the postal regulations?
Amy, let me tell you, when you're putting together a project with your spouse, the best way to do it is involve concrete, a tape measure, and then different rules. What's the carrier think? What's the regional guy think? What's the nation think? I mean, then the pole's got to be a third of the way into the ground because of frost areas.
42 inches.
Oh, man. It was so crazy and tense, and I had no idea. And I thought to myself, who knows what's the perfect size for our driver? Like, I don't know how long his arms are or how tall this guy is or how he sits in his seat. For all I know, he's got his wallet on that side of his butt, and he sits awkwardly.
You got to get a level.
I mean,
you got to pretend you're putting together IKEA furniture. Get your tape measure. You can always visit USPS.com. We have a whole section called How to Install a Mailbox. It's on USPS.com under Manage Mailboxes. All of the information is available, and our local postmaster is going to have a really local view on what's best for the community.
Let me ask you, Amy, because looking down my street, I mean, I know that we followed the rules. We went through it. We even talked with our driver when he came by because we were still in the middle of it, bickering what was going on, but everybody else seemed to be on some different wavelength. There was very few that actually seemed to be within regulation. Does the postmaster come around and knock on somebody's door and give them a slap every once in a while if they don't do these regulations? Are they enforceable with some sort of non-delivery or tickets or whatever? Because, I mean, the way my wife made it sound like it was very tense.
Right. So the thing is, safety. Safety comes first before anything else. We want to protect our carriers. We want to protect our customers. So that's why we have these rules and regulations. That may seem like we're being mean, but we're actually just being safe. And it's part of our efficiency, too. If everything is standardized, then maybe the letter carrier doesn't have to get out of the vehicle to put the letters in the mailbox. You know, if you have to do that 500 times a day, it's going to delay the mail. We have a reason to do this. So we just really encourage customers to be mindful and safe.
Wait, so when I bought my house about 3 years ago, and we have one of the wall-mounted ones right outside our door. It's like on the actual house. Is that a pain in the butt? Like, why do I have that? I never even thought about it.
Well, you might have the option of putting it at the end of the driveway. I don't know what your residence is like. It depends on how far it recedes from the street, the length of your driveway. There's a lot of little things that may seem like nitpicky things that we put out there, but it's really for the efficiency and the safety of everybody.
I never thought about it, but my poor postman, like you bring it up.
Well, they're working.
He has to get out of the truck.
Right.
He has
Absolutely.
To go down my driveway. He has to go up the stairs.
Up the stairs.
To put it all right in there. And it's not like I did it on purpose. It's just how it is. I'm going to fix that.
How do you think those toned legs come out, though, in the summer with those
shorts?
I mean, those shorts
are
nice.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. I would leave a bottle of water out there for him, maybe.
Amy, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.